This month, colleges across the country celebrated the spring class of 2021. Those graduates are entering a job market that looks to be improving given the availability of the COVID-19 vaccine. That's very different from the job market seen by the class of 2020. Many graduates from last year's class have had their job prospects curtailed by the pandemic and are still trying to figure out how to move forward. Alana Watson sat down with a 2020 graduate from Western Kentucky University who was focusing on the positives during what she called her unexpected hiatus.
Months after being sent home to finish her senior year and having graduation canceled last spring, Remington Mays, who goes by Remy, finally got to have her moment.
Remy Mays.
Remy had two goals after graduating college. She wanted to go into public relations, and she wanted to travel the world. Instead, Remy lived at home and was working at a hardware store while applying for jobs in her field. As she reflects on her college experience, she says the class of 2020 got the short end of the stick.
I don't really know how my senior year would have ended. Like, we had our senior projects, and we did them, but that was okay, class is over. It wasn't all right, and if you're looking for jobs or help, it was just good luck, guys. And I don't know if it would have been different if there wasn't a pandemic.
Remy doesn't blame the university for her senior year, but does say she left campus feeling dissatisfied and inexperienced. Remy says that lack of experience held her back.
It's so hard to get experience when it's applying to entry-level jobs. They're two-year minimum. I'm how is that entry-level job? And it's so frustrating because I'm I did everything I was supposed to do. And I didn't ask for this pandemic. I feel essentially they're skipping over the class of 2020 altogether. Sorry that happened to you, but we're going to move on to class of 2021 now.
The WKU graduate, along with many others, is going up against a pandemic, a recession, and an unexpected competition in the job market. Remy's dad, Kevin Mays, gave his daughter advice on what to do next, but admits that parents don't fully understand what the class of 2020 is experiencing.
When I got out of college, I struggled to get started in my career, but it happened. I didn't have to fight a virus. I didn't have to fight a world shutting down and not being able to go somewhere to interview.
Some 2020 grads are also battling with their mental health. Remy says she's had her bad days, but is blessed to have had food and a roof over her head during the pandemic.
It does get to you. Don't get me wrong. I've cried over not having a graduation.
A recent survey conducted by the Pritchard Committee asked nearly 1,000 Kentucky college students about their mental health during the pandemic. 74% of respondents said they felt an increase of mental or emotional exhaustion due to COVID-19, with 57% feeling an increase in anxiety.
It's important that folks understand where students are right now and understand that we're in a very difficult time, facing a very difficult situation socially and mentally, and that we young adults, college students, need some grace.
That was Bridget Ramsey, president and CEO of the committee. Ramsey's analysis of the study's results confirms a fear that Kevin Mays has.
My fear is that there is a psychological impact going on with these students, that they're going to get lost. Remy kind of mentioned that this is going to be a lost class. They're being skipped over by employers looking for who's coming out of the universities now.
Although that part of her life felt like a hiatus, Remy remained contagiously optimistic about life post-pandemic.
It's not forever. Hopefully in 5 years from now, we can all be remember that little virus? I just keep telling myself it's not forever, Things will always get better.
And things did get better. Remy just accepted a job this month as the social media coordinator for the National Museum of Health and Medicine in Washington, D.C. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Alana Watson.